This is the fat man here, doing his very first fatty interview with Soy Guy. Say hello.
Hello. I'm fatty Soy Guy. Or whatever.
Question number one. How did you first decide to start up Fireball20XL.com? References.
Oh, fucking yeah. Okay. How did I start Fireball20XL.com?
References.
Let's see. I was back 14 or whatever. 14, 13, something like that, 1996. And my dad was probably one of the first people to have the internet. Like, that was when AOL was so small that you could call the person that owned AOL and he would fix your problem for you. And so he was like, hey, you want a .com? I'm like, yeah, what the hell? And this is before, like, major corporations like Tide and, like, you know, Geico and all that stuff even had .coms. And I was like, sure, what the hell? And then I made SciGuy.com and eventually I had a staff and it was called Dirty Power Incorporated. Then I fired everybody because they all sucked. And then I started up again with Christy Sunshine Scorch. And I started adding more people, but I didn't want to call it SciGuy.com because I thought that was just egotistical. So I was like, I have the show. I have this comic called Dirty Power. And then, like, it had a show inside the show, like how The Simpsons has Itchy and Scratchy.
Mm-hmm.
It had a show inside of a show called Fireball 20XL that was just making fun of Dragon Ball Z. Like, the main character's name was Six. He had a son named Gohan. He would do his blast attack. He would do Turtle Power Shot! And it was like all the names were like, you know, because like Krillin is a type of soup and like, you know, Berter is butter, Jace juice, you know, all that stupid shit, but only they were just. And so I was thinking of a URL and I was like, well, just use Fireball 20XL. It's not like it's going to catch on or anything.
Years later.
So I got kind of stuck with it. If I could have picked it, I would have picked anything else. But it kind of became itself. It would have been bad marketing just all of a sudden switch names. It's like, hey, all your bookmarks are this, but change to something, you know, change to like really obvious comic book hub website or like
.com.
So I don't know. And so I got kind of stuck with it. So there you go.
Okay. I get it. Okay. Question two. How did you and the other Fireballers first meet?
I knew Scorch was a fan. Well, Christy Sunshine is on here now. She was a fan and then sent an art, and she had a website that was going down. I was like, why don't I host? Did we meet like in real life, or how did I just run into him?
How'd you meet him in general?
Some people I knew on AIM as friends, or knew on AOL Instant Messenger as friends, or through their DeviantArt. And so then they needed a website, and then I would like, oh, you need a website. Well, I know this guy. Or some of them were just, like Ritz. Ritz I knew forever. I know, I've known Ritz for like 16 years. But some of them I go to their website, and I like their stuff, and I'm like, I will host you, OMFG. And they're like, okay.
Like, sure, why not?
Some people just flat out ask me, and I'm like, yeah, like Dave, Super Dave that draws GG guys just flat out asked me to be an artist for something, and I was like, okay. Steph O'Dell wanted to do something for the website. I think Rog just sent me something, was like, hey, look at this. I was like, oh, okay. I think that's how a lot of it happened. Like, I get requests of people like, oh, I want to be on your website. Please don't hate me. And I'm like, okay, like, for real? Like, yeah. I've met a couple of people like at OtaCon. I met with Kalen, Curb, Alan, Prism. Prism used to be on the website. Sorry. LOL. I met a lot of them. I haven't met Ritz yet. That sucks. I haven't met a lot of them, but like I've met AIM, and really, AIM came down to my place like a couple months ago and hung out for a week. I know a lot of them in real life, not everyone. I've spoken to all of them at least over voice or Skype at least once. I met Byron, the eye patch tan, at ACON. That was really cool. Yeah, that's really interesting and kind of boring, so moving on.
Well, apparently you killed off question number three while you're at it.
No, what was three? What you gotta do? You gotta do the voice.
How could someone become a fireballer?
Oh, yeah. Just if your stuff doesn't suck, send me an email.
I know, I've did like three or four works for you. I mean, I did the whole Ome Smurf, the Sci Guy Smurf. Smurf it, don't have nothing on
it. Oh, that's you! Oh, okay, that's fucking awesome. Yeah, no, those stuff is hilarious.
I also did the whole Kerber-sized ones that had You, Will, and Ome turned into curves with Kerber for laughing off the
those
side.
Those were funny. That was awesome. Yeah, cool.
Honestly, I was actually tempted to ask you if I keep on doing shit like that.
Well, I am looking for art for, like, every which owl, because I have to either go out and find something to put as a little preview image. So, I mean, if you want to draw stuff, go right ahead, yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. See, deal formed right in front of everyone. But it's that simple. Done.
And
now he flakes on me, now I can get pissed off. And he doesn't give me the artwork for free.
Yes, randomly invite him onto a chow and yell at him.
Yes. I get an email, and if it's good, I say sure. I've stopped replying to people that I'm going to say no to, because I used to reply to everyone. People, like, I'd be like, no, I'm not really interested in your stuff. I don't think it'd be good for the website. I don't think it's good for marketing, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I've gotten more than a handful of people that get pissed off. So I just flat out stop, like.
It's like, screw you guys.
I feel like an asshole because I want to say, you know, I like your stuff, has potential, it's good. I just don't want to host it right now. It's like, and I'm just waiting. Like, people get so mad when I say no. Like, they are like, well, what's wrong? And so I'm like, well, then I try to be like constructive criticism. Well, I think this could use some work. And like, well, screw you. What do you know about it? I'm like, well, okay.
You don't got to worry about that. I will take advice, crappy or not, unless you're a complete jackass about it.
Well, I wasn't trying to be a jackass.
No. I mean, I've actually had to be complete jackasses about it. Like, oh, this sucks. LOL. I am better than you. When they have stick figures.
Yeah. No. I know. I understand. Yeah. Just it's like, just I stop replying to people when they if they apply, and they, because I look at all of them. That's not a if you sent me, like, I want to be on your website, take a look. I don't, like, if you send me a big long email, like, I don't read the email. I just go to the link. I like scroll, click, and then. I like it, I go back through and read it.
Me, I'll just send you a note on DA, you'll check that shit sometime.
Oh yeah, I get so few notes on DA that I'll look at it all the time, because I buy a lot of commissions from people, so I'm going, oh boy, it's a new commission, then it's someone that's like, oh my god, sign! I'm like, oh well, it's not my commission, but...
Splurge!
Yeah.
Actually, I was thinking about doing commissions so I could get my car running again.
Yeah, that would be nice. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, but no one. I mean, I've asked like three times through my deviants if anyone would buy them. Not a comment. And it gets annoying.
It's really hard to like get that kind of. It's really hard to get that sort of audience where people will. Yeah, it's like. It's not so much about the quality of your stuff. It's establishing fanboys and fangirls that blindly like your stuff.
Oh my god! He did another one! Orgasmatron over the keyboard!
I mean, I feel so undeserving of some of these fans. It's like, I don't update my DeviantArt, like, never. And then I update, like, hey, Dad. Hey, guys. Hey, Dad. Apparently DeviantArt is my dad now. Deviant Dad.
Oh, god.
Whatever. That's weird.
Trust me, I've heard weirder shit. There's actually people, some people will treat what another user as their online dad.
Oh, goodness. That has to be weird. I have one chick right now that I don't know what it is. It's got to be some little white chick that watched too much anime, whatever, but she calls me Master. So we're like, great drawing, Master, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I think you have me confused for the other side guy.
I'm like, if you were like a 24 chick with like a pretty big bust size, go ahead and call me Master then. But this is like some 14-year-old. I'm like,
years later, maybe.
I don't really like the whole waiting game. I'm more of those right now kind of people.
Completely understandable. Shall we go on before we completely ramble about something else?
Yeah, the old questions, right, yes. Yeah.
What is these questions? I don't remember them. Okay, how'd you come up with the name Sci Guy?
Oh, you're going to laugh. My name in real life is Brian, B-R-Y-O-N. And everyone would call me Bry. And I had a cousin and my mom that would call me Bry Guy. And so I wanted a .com. This is the very first .com thing, and I wanted Psycho.com, but that was already taken. Fucking shit. And so I was like, well, what about Psy Guy? Not like that's going to stick or anything. So my username for the longest time was Psycho, but people just called me Psy Guy because of the .com, so I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to change it.
Okay, that's just fucking hilarious. Okay, next question. What made you decide to do the Bastardized series?
The short version is Little Karibo. His Yu-Gi-Oh! Bridge stuff is amazing.
I know. I've watched some of that. I got to really catch up on those episodes, honestly.
Oh, yeah. And Little Karibo is such a great guy anyway, but that's beside the point. But, yeah, his stuff, I downloaded all of them, and then I went to Hawaii, like, I guess a year ago or so, or something. Not a year. Maybe more than a year. But I watched all of them back to back. And I really, really wanted to do my own thing, but I didn't know what to do. And I was like, well, what about Ninja Turtles? No one's explored that, but it wasn't really going to be an abridged Ninja Turtles. I was going to take the full footage, just redub it. So I'm like, well, it's not really an abridged. It's more of a bastardization. And I'm like, what the hell, huh?
Quick!
I just call it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Bastardized. And then pretty soon that's why I think it's different than an abridged, because an abridged is like a 30-minute show condensed into 10 minutes, where I took like an entire thing and just redubbed it. Which is probably a mistake, but I got in a lot of trouble because bastardize, a lot of people think that's a swear for some reason, even though we have like a movie coming out called like Glorious Bastards or whatever. So.
Yeah, fucking YouTube had to take down what, 1, 2, and 4?
Yeah, 1, 2, and 4 because of copyright issues in North America. But if you live in Australia or Canada, sure, go for it. You can see all of them. Because I saw my Canadian viewers are like, oh, I can see all of them. And then Dave was like, I can see all of them just fine. And I'm like, they're only illegal in America, but I didn't steal them in Australia or Canada. I just stole them in, you know, America. Some, they're only intellectual property in America. Everyone else can steal them except
you, apparently.
Except me, so whatever.
Except for 3 for some freaking reason.
Three, then like YouTube was like, 1 sucks, 2 sucks, 4 sucks, but 3!
Dun-dun-dun!
Oh, fuck, I can't get this. I love this one. I'm not taking it down. No, you're not. No, just, I'm gonna.
It has the beam of light with the how to use it. How
I guess so. Fuck, whatever. Yeah, that's basically it, but I did Ninja Turtles, and I really wanted to do Sonic, and then in the middle of that I did Transformers, and then I was going to do Pokemon, but I was pretty much done with it, and then I had a huge, you know, it got corrupted, and I was like, hey, you know what? No, I'm not doing this again. No, fuck
it's like,
no.
I'm done. Actually, I was wondering what happened to that. I mean, I saw the trailer. It's like, oh, God, I want to see this. Where is it?
I was all ready to go, had it good to go. I was pretty much like halfway done, and the file got corrupted, and I had to redo the audio. I had to start from square one again. I put in like 2 days. I put in like 42 hours of work on this thing, and I'm like, do I want to do this again? Or do I want to go play video games?
Video games, fuck this.
Yeah. I didn't care enough about it. I wasn't that into it to begin with. There was a lot of drama surrounding a lot of the parts. I'm not going to get too much in details about that, but it got...
I should really make you do that.
Yeah, nice try. No, I don't think I can go into it because one involves my ex, and I don't think it would be very nice to like bring personal shit in here. But just there was just a lot of drama with Pokemon Master. I didn't really want to mess with it. When it corrupted, I was like, you know what? I didn't want to mess with it to start out with. This is God saying don't mess with it, so I'm not going to mess with it.
Okay, well, let's go on to the next one. What made you use the Sonic movie for the Sonic Bastardized?
I love that movie. I was a huge Sonic fan. Dust. But when that anime first came out, back when there was no sort of animation of Sonic in any way, shape, or form, that anime came out like right after Sonic CD, Sonic 3 came out. I mean, that's when that was the newest thing for Sonic. Can you even remember that?
Oh yeah, I remember that. I went out and got the damn tape. I still have it.
Yeah, and so, like, and I, like, that, like, the big thing was is that this is back when it would take you forever to download, like, a 2-second movie clip off the internet. It's a move, .mov, not YouTube. There wasn't anything like that. You would actually download the video file and take for fucking ever.
And yeah, there was, damn, like, you, like, AOL!
Yeah, and then there was a 30-second commercial for the Sonic anime that just, it took off. It, like, the entire Sonic community, it, like, lit like wildfire. And I wanted it bad. And I think, actually, Ian Pato, the guy that wrote Other M and is now writing for the Archie comic series, was doing was selling the, like, the Japanese version on, like, on tape. And I was like, gimme. And he was like, okay. And so I got it right when it was still kind of new in Japan. And I watched that. I didn't know what the fuck they were saying. I downloaded a translated script offline, and I watched that thing a million times. It came out in America on DVD. I watched that thing a million times, so I knew it. And I was like, if I'm going to bastardize anything that I can watch, I'm like, what's something that I can watch over and over and over again and not get tired of? Because you start, you know, the 55th time getting the words to sync up just right. It's like, okay, guys, seriously. And so I was like, well, why not Sonic? It's like, there's all these really bad Sonic X abridged. Why not just, like, it's not Sonic X, so what the hell? This will be kind of cool. And, I don't know. Just some of the stuff in there is just so blatantly funny. It's like, the very first time, I was like, oh, Sonic Masters, I gotta have that one scene where they're running in the tunnel and cut to the Blues Brothers thing. That I wanted to get to that so bad, because that was my first idea I had, like, right off the bat.
I know how it felt. As soon as I saw that, when I was laughing my ass off, I literally fell out of my bed watching that one, laughing my ass off.
Well, that was, like, the whole reason I did the thing. Oh, thank you. I mean, I appreciate that. I put a lot of work, because those things are, like, those things are like 3 days of solid work.
Okay,
like,
I can honestly say this. Probably not many people did it, but I literally got those videos, converted them, and put it onto a DVD just so I could watch it on my TV.
Oh, damn. I actually put it, speaking of DVD, I actually put them on DVD because at Akon there was a showing of Sonic Bastardized. I had my own little panel somehow.
Damn, I wish I could go. I would have loved
that. I don't have it now. No, it's long gone, but...
I still have my DVD I made. I even drew the freaking picture for the menu.
Wow, cool. Huh. No, I made just like iMovie. What the fuck? My upstairs neighbor is like rearranging furniture or killing people. What the fuck?
Damn it, I told you to kill him on Friday.
I know. Why do you wait till Sunday? Fuck. People are trying to sleep. Sorry, just all of a sudden like, boom! It's like, what the...
Oh, God, he has a shotgun duck!
I guess. It is Texas, but, Oh, yeah, sorry. What was the... Sonic, right. I like Sonic, LOL.
Sonic's spook.
That's why I did Sonic Bastardized. I like Sonic. That was the question, right? I don't remember.
Why'd you use the movie was the question. But
oh,
you know what?
Yeah,
let's just go on to the next one before we completely random. Okay, in Sonic Bastardized 3, in the opening, you're playing Sonic 2.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty bad to recognize what game it was. But,
Sonic 3, but yeah.
Oh, it was 3?
Yep.
I thought it was the Carnival Zone from Sonic 2, because you were doing that. Oh.
Nope.
I was still in the right general area.
Close. Not close enough.
Well, you were saying you're
playing... I was playing as Knuckles. It's
yeah,
Sonic.
I know. I mean... But you were saying it was Sonic. What was up with that?
It was Sonic? Oh, I don't know. This is
you were
Sonic
saying started. It was Sonic. Because
this is where Sonic starts sucking.
Yeah, right there.
I meant when I wrote it, I meant it as this is when Sonic as a whole starts sucking.
Oh, okay. Because I took it as you were talking about the character you were playing.
Right. No, I didn't want to think of that. I didn't think of that at all. I actually did it. I played it. I didn't say anything. Then I came over and redubbed it just kind of off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. I see.
And so, like, me, I'm going to get some taquitos or whatever. Like, I wasn't saying jack or crap while that was going on, while I was actually really playing the game. I was just trying to die in really stupid ways for footage.
Okay. Oh, okay. This one's Torch 4, that whole custom Pete's text. How the hell did you do that?
The what?
The opening to it has where you have the opening to the Mario game for the 64, but you have the text completely custom when you have... I don't remember who.
Oh, haha! That That one, yes! That was an act of God. And I mean, because I tripped over, I was just bored out of my mind, and I was looking up Mario hacks, and there's this thing like called Toad's Tools, where you can go in and you get a ROM of Mario, and then you go in and you can go through specific files, and I found the text, and then you could change it anyways, and then I just got one of my friends to do a real quick, God, I can't remember her name. She did like a couple pages of red and black when all of a sudden the art isn't fully anymore. I don't remember. Doodly Bop. There's her name. Doodly Bop. I got her to do a real quick voice as Princess Peach.
And then, she did a good job.
She sounded just like her. And then I had the text on there. If I wanted to get more nerdy, I could actually go in and mess with the textures. And I did one thing where I had like where the princess is. The princess, the iconic, the castle with the princess stained glass window.
Mm-hmm.
I made a stained glass sigh thing. So Mario, I was playing it, and if I was going to do a video, I was going to have Mario like walk on and like, what the fuck?
You should do that. I would love to see that, honestly.
But I just got real lucky. I was messing around with that, and I was like, dude, this could be my intro. Holy crap.
that is just...
and definitely not Eggman. That would be silly.
Okay. I got a question here because I just remembered it. During the whole Eggman pops the little hologram thing, what was with the whole bomb sequence?
The bomb sequence. Tell me out.
It's the one where the bomb's falling. I think it's supposed to be like a reference to Hiroshima or something. I don't know.
Oh, that. Yeah, that. That's right. That went on way too long.
Yeah, I was thinking it's like okay. That would have worked just fine.
Yeah, that would work. No, you're absolutely 100% right. This was still, I did like I did four movies, the Turtles, and then which one was that? That was like two? That had to be two.
Two or three, I can't remember.
Two or three. So it was still relatively new at doing this stuff, and so as far as like video timing goes, I let the whole thing go. While I was playing it, I laughed my ass off. Like the first couple times, I thought it was funny as hell. And then when I watched the whole thing in sequence, I was like, oh, that was a horrible idea, and I can't do shit to change it because it already has like 8 million viewers. Fuck. And then it got like with an audience, it does pretty well because you have like a couple people still laughing, and then that ends up making more people laugh, and so it kind of has this spread like wildfire. But
it's a domino effect.
Yeah, but honestly, like I should have. You're absolutely 100% right. It goes on way too fucking long. It was some discovery thing. And I just thought like that. I put the music in there, and when I put the music in there, it's like I just thought it was funny. I looked at it like once or twice, and I moved on from it. I didn't really think about it because I end up editing the stuff so much that the joke or whatever, because I don't know if it's funny anymore because I've edited it so much.
Well, actually, at one point, I just for some shits and giggles, I muted the audio and played Benny Hill with it, and it made it hilarious. Especially
oh,
with
yeah.
my friends running
only,
around
I
the room.
I use Benny Hill so much. I use Benny Hill in like Ninja Turtles and Sonic and in Transformers. It's like I can only use it so much.
Then just for the laugh, I did that. Do it too.
That probably would have been better, but I the Sonic thing was probably a really bad choice for me because I'm such a Sonic faggot. That a lot of my stuff, and I absolutely mean that, is because when editing the Sonic stuff, like I would add sound effects or try to make it cool and awesome, like try to make it like really badassify, like add Sonic with the zoom and like do all this stuff. And because
oh, the audio completely goes like falling sound.
And then it's not funny because I'm trying to be serious with it, and it's supposed to be funny. I got too close to it, and I got too involved with it. So like, yeah, it's just
that you were just making out in the back closet with it.
Yeah, I was just having sex with it. I wasn't actually making something funny. I was basically just wanking off, like, look what I could do with sound effects, guys. Oh, look, Sonic, I'm actually using sound effects from the game that it should have been forever. This isn't funny at all, guys. So, like, the last two, I finally realized that I was probably too close to the Sonic fandom to actually, it was too late. And then the wow jokes and stuff, I don't know, there would have been a lot of stuff that I would have redone because you just think of this stuff in the middle of the night with your friends, like, oh man, that'd be so funny. Oh my god, it's not like 2 o'clock in the morning. Ha 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 ha. And then you write your script and like, yeah, that would be awesome. And then you write the lines again, everything done. Look at it like months later and like, why is that there?
Okay, hold on. down a beer. Okay, now let's watch it.
Yeah, now it's hilarious. Yeah, now it's comedy gold.
Okay, just for, this is a shits and giggles one, but if you had to give the nameless owl a name, what would it be?
Well, in Japanese, his name is Oji-san, which just stands for old man, so I would just call him that, but in English, they would say Oji-san.
Okay.
But I don't know Hootie there.
Hootie the hooting witless owl.
Frank. I would call him Frank. No, some elderly guy, Mortimer.
Hey, Morty, get over here.
Morty, yeah, Morty, the old owl. Yeah, there, bingo. Or Kalen, because, fuck, Kalen voiced him, so.
Okay, since you brought up Frank, it goes perfect with this one. First off, what the hell is El Bastardo and El Frank, and how the hell did you come up with them?
Oh, I had outtakes. Yeah, outtakes. And instead of just showing outtakes, I thought it would be funny if I used a puppet. So I went to the mall and I looked around for puppets. And I went to the Rainforest Cafe and they had these little dinosaur puppets. They had one little dinosaur puppet. I'm like, oh yeah, this could work. This could be okay. So I tried it. I put it on my desk, and at the time I had bought a Sonic hat thing online, and they were just sitting next to each other, and I was like, you know what? What would this look like? And I'm like, you know, that doesn't look too bad. I'm going to put some clothespins here. And, oh, okay, yeah. This looks okay. This looks pretty funny. What the hell? I'm just going to do the outtakes with this guy. What the fuck? What? Yeah, sure. And apparently people fell in love with the damn thing, so I got a shadow one. And I went back to Rainforest, and they still had this thing. I actually have a Knuckles one now, but I can't find any more little dinosaurs. So I can't have, like, an L butthole or whatever the hell I would call it.
Get a Barney the Dinosaur. There you go.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, big purple thing. So I have the Knuckles hat. Oh, I know I don't because my ex stole it. LOL, never mind.
That was another time for a different day. Okay, okay. I'm wondering, where the hell did you come up with the design for Psycho or the character you use?
All right. This goes back way long in the day. Way back when Sonic was still had good games.
For the old AOL takeover scheme.
Yeah, this was it was perfectly normal in the Sonic community to do recolors. I mean, in fact, the word recolor didn't even exist, but it was totally normal just to recolor yourself because, like, the Sonic franchise only had a handful of characters. It was Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails. And in the Archie series, if there's, like, Robbo the Hedge was a light blue Sonic. So it was totally normal, it was totally accepted for you to just to recolor your avatar, recolor like Sonic or Knuckles or whatever, and then you would be your own character, and no one gave you shit for it because that would actually constitute like a new character in the Sonic series. So my thing was, you were going to say something?
Well, actually, I was going to bring up the point that I actually did one kind of like myself, but I kind of mixed Knuckles with Sonic and put them together and gave him an orange Joe and hair.
I think everyone did that, yeah. I think they were like, back in the day, that was totally normal, totally fine, the community, your avatar was probably drawn by Jay Axer, too, because he did a bunch of free shit for a while.
That's screwed up. I'd draw my own.
Right. But, so I was... I did a lot of sculpting back in the day, and I was going to sculpt a thing of Sonic, but I didn't have any blue, so I just grabbed green, and I was just messing with it, and I'm like, okay, and then I discovered Fleetway Supersonic with, it actually has circles, they're just circles, but I thought they were spirals, so I just put them, I put red spirals on a green Sonic with blue shoes, I was like, there. Well, I had no idea that they were actually just concentric circles, I thought they were spirals.
Okay, of course, you kill another question off while you're at it.
But, and then, so we started, but then a slow evolution process of my friend, E.G. Foxfire, drew a picture of Psycho. She took the green-blue shoes thing, gave him crazy-ass quills, and put him in a straitjacket. And then my girlfriend at the time, Sabrina, redrew him with, like, this big, long bang thing. And then I saw this anime called Devilman, which I love to death. And he's got He's got the, like, he's got a stripe down the middle of his head and these long wings and he's got, like, claws and shit. And so I kind of turned Psycho into that, and that was before Shadow came around. So the whole stripe down the middle of a head was me. I thought of it. I didn't steal it from Shadow, goddammit.
Sega stole it from you.
I stole it from Devilman. Fuck you. Totally different. and then the design he has now was my DBZ phase. I gave him, you know, a red gi. I had his quills go up like Vegeta's. I gave him just black boots. I gave him Boo's gauntlets. Literally, if you look at Boo's gauntlets, they have the white stripes on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's basically what it is now. And then I had some other incarnations. I had stuff happen. He got rid of the nose, blah, blah, blah. Basically, this, the design he has now was because of DBZ.
Except it's all business now with the suits and the shades.
What? No, I'm back to the green thing. The shades thing was, I thought of a Phoenix Wright story briefly. And I had all my friends draw their characters if they were in the Phoenix Wright thing, and I just used that particular drawing for a little while. And then I was just like, whatever.
It actually kind of makes me want to see what would happen if you did that.
Oh, it's this big, long, integral thing of, like, Psy's name was renamed to, like, Tutti Frutti, Mr. Frutti. Phoenix Wright was defending him, and everyone thought that he killed this girl or whatever. And then, like, I don't know, it was this big, long, drawn-out thing. And
it was
like,
A.B. Rose!
No. And, like, Ames' character was the judge, and, like, it was pretty funny. Like, Meta was the prosecuting attorney. It was pretty funny.
Okay. Apparently you killed off the swirly eyes question.
Oh, right. Yeah, Fleetway. I thought I was trying just to rip off Fleetway, but it turns out I did something original, so whatever.
Sure. okay. This one's towards the Abridged series. How far are you planning to take it, series-wise, from the Sonic X?
I plan to go until it stops being fun. I'm not doing this for money. I'm not doing this. I'm doing this as it's a lot of fun involving a lot of my friends. And, like,
it's a comedy routine.
It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be fun. And the moment I start making it and I'm like, this is a chore and a pain in my ass is when I stop.
Okay, what kind of jokes are you planning to use with it?
I don't have any planned jokes right now. Me and Curb watched an episode and then went through and wrote the script together. He's actually the co-author of the script for Sonic Abridged, which you can see at sonicabridged.com, shameless plug. And,
references! Yay!
References, but, someone got really pissed off at me the other day because I said that I think I could do a better job than some of the people that have done this stuff. And I would like to clarify that a lot of the Sonic X or Bridge stuff I've seen has been like a 14-year-old that just got like Windows Movie Maker and it just went through it. So I'm not saying that my stuff is I'm not necessarily going to be the best, but I think I'm able to manipulate Adobe Premiere a little bit better than a 14-year-old who just got Windows Movie Maker. So I'm hoping to make something like good. I would like to do something. I don't expect it to be anywhere near the caliber of like Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged or like DBZ Abridged or Naruto Abridged. I want to do something fun. I want to bring like, I want to do something. Cause like the Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged has single-handedly kept the Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise or the Yu-Gi-Oh! Fandom afloat. I mean, that's what the Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans have said, and I totally believe that wholeheartedly, so if I...
It's its last lifeline.
Yeah, it's its last lifeline. So if I can do something to the Sonic series...
Like you did with the Sonic Bastardize.
So if I could do something... I don't know how much I increase sales with people that never knew about the movie, like, what is this? I want to see this, so... I don't know, I owe Sega quite a bit because if it wasn't for Sonic, I wouldn't be drawing at all. If it wasn't for Sonic or Sega, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I wouldn't have no reason to make a webpage. I have no reason to, like, make a character. I have no reason to draw. So I am doing this as – I don't expect it to take off. I don't expect it to make millions of dollars for Sega. But if it can bring some sort of just some sort of interest in the Sonic franchise and bring something better – like to show Sega that the fans do actually give a shit, then that's all I want. I don't expect to get a job from Sega or like millions of dollars, but I would like to bring some sort of life back into this fandom that has taken quite a blow with all these games Sega just shits out.
Yeah, well, actually, I got a question later about that, honestly, but, yeah. God, now you made me forget the question I had at hand.
I am really sorry.
It's fine. Trust me, you'll catch me forgetting some shit at random point.
Judging.
Okay, here's one. Sonic, if you're listening to this, hire Sai.
No, that'll never happen. I've been saying that since 96. They ain't gonna do that.
Finds
and
out.
Really, I don't care. Sure. Would it be like my biggest, if I could like spin the wheel of fantasy, and if I could pick an item to put on the wheel, one of them would be to work for Sega and like on Sonic. Yeah, sure. Is that gonna happen? No, but sure.
You never know.
I wouldn't mind it. Yeah, if I own Sonic, everyone on the internet's gonna shit themselves like, oh fuck, here comes the penis jokes. Rated R, Sonic game. Or rated A.
It's the Underground Sonic. God, I remember that show.
Sonic under shit. Yeah.
I have that on DVD somewhere around here.
No, I think Sega was watching me because there's a lot of stuff that points. I get a lot of shit for this. People think I'm being egotistical. But there are a lot of stuff that I look through the years of Sega might have been watching me and have done like some sort of silent nods, where Manic the Hedgehog, big green crazy quilled motherfucker, Manic is a state of psychosis. That's all I have to say.
I know. I mean, I went like back on the other day and watched it. Like, holy shit, they did take Psy.
In Sonic Heroes, the casino level. With like, you know, it looks like a casino level. There's all these dice. There's all like casino references. Mm-hmm. There is no mention. There is no flames anywhere. There is no sort of mention of any sort of pyrotechnics any way, shape, or form. But the text they decided to use in the background in huge letters says fireball. You're going through all through the level. I forget, it's like Bingo Highway or something. I don't remember exactly, but there's text that is floating from left to right, all scattered throughout. It says Fireball. It doesn't say Sonic. Doesn't say Tails. Doesn't say Knuckles. It says Fireball.
Size planning moment.
Like, what the fuck? It's still there. Load up Sonic Heroes right now. Go to that level. You will see it. It doesn't make any sense for it to be there in any way, shape, or form. I can only think of one thing.
They like Psy.
That's the only thing I can think of. And, like, I don't know. There'd been some other, like, there was Scourge, but just, I think it's just because I know Ian Pato, and he, like, just kind of subconsciously wrote a green Sonic in there with, like, because Psy's design used to be a green Sonic with, like, a gray trench coat with flames on it. And so then Scourge.
Yeah, I remember seeing that actually.
Yeah, and like I think this Ian Pato, like I think it was a good idea. I think it was a smart idea to change Evil Sonic and give his own persona. I think that was a good part on Ian. I think he just I just think he knew me, and I think subconsciously just did it, but didn't mean to rip me off necessarily. I don't really care because
it was a side splooge moment.
It was a size splooge. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not mad about it. He didn't rip off Psy. It's not the name isn't Psycho. He doesn't have the swirly eyes or like the red gear or anything. So I really I'm not mad about it. It was kind of like pretty much everyone saw it and they immediately thought like, what the fuck?
Okay, because you brought this up, have you ever seen some of Chakra X's work?
That name doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, if you have a chance, go on to Newgrounds and type in, like, Power of Nazo. He did...
Oh, yes, that. I've seen that.
Yes, I know. I was someone that was like, God, it would be fucking hilarious if you're like, randomly, there's Psy in the background watching this shit with a video camera.
That would be funny. I thought that would be hilarious. I don't expect every Sonic thing to, like, include Psy in it, though.
I mean, but it would be funny. It's
that would be funny. That would be very funny. I mean, sure. I try to establish myself in the Sonic community and like try to be a big part of it, but I don't think I deserve like
some of the fandom you get.
That kind of attention, yeah.
I mean, I've been trying to do some of like references to Fireball, you know, you've seen like three of my work. Mm-hmm. But Honestly, I wanted to do one where I took my Sonic character and your Sonic character and just doing one of those little epic verse pose things for like a versing game or something. Just for it's just by posing with Sonic characters.
It's funny you say that because Jay Axer, if you pretty much, you know who Jay is?
Not off the top of my head, but remember, I'm sucking down caffeine here.
Right. Well, Jay Axer is a really big Sonic game back in the day, back when it was, there was like the big three Sonic characters. It was Jay Axer, the three Sonic fan sites. It was Jay Axer site, because, and then there was Don Best, who actually ended up working for Archie. And then I guess me. I was a smaller one, but I was one of the bigger websites.
You were part of the three powers.
But Jay drew, like a video game interface of a bunch of Versus stuff. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, so that just, you reminded me of that. That really doesn't have any relevance. I just thought I'd talk about it, because why the hell not?
Yeah, it's a show. Everybody's going to hear this. Why not? Get popularity of people like credit or need to. Right.
So jaxer.deviantart.com. You probably, most people probably know who he is, because his art is some other level of, that is, I can't even comprehend how he does some of his work.
All I can say to this is...
huh?
I tried to do the whole, like, the whole Yuya type sound type thing. I kind of failed at it.
Oh, failed. Yeah. Yeah, so moving on. No, I haven't. Yu Hakusho? I haven't seen that. Or what?
What? Bite? What? Okay.
Never mind. I'm confused now. Let's move on.
Favorite cartoon show you used to watch as a kid?
Man.
See Sonic in the future.
Well, I was, of course, you know, once Sonic finally got a fucking cartoon, yeah, I saw that. But before that, the very first big thing that I was totally into was, this is going to be so lame, Bucky O'Hare, if anyone remembers that son of a bitch.
I vaguely remember that.
I drew that show a lot. Transformers.
Robot Team Disguise.
Yes, exactly.
I have the damn movie and the soundtrack to that one.
Oh, the 99, the 1990 version, yeah.
Yeah, that old movie.
That's one of my favorite movies, just because the animation is something else.
It was ahead of its time at its time.
It's still ahead of its time, because the detail, like the hand drawn, just the first opening scene with Unicron passing by, if you had anyone now try to draw that by hand, they would die.
No, their hands would explode from the awesomeness.
Like, they wouldn't finish that opening scene in like a year. It wouldn't happen, because there's just so much fucking detail. It's ridiculous. There's so much detail, but it's flawless. It's fluid.
I would love to meet the man that drew that. I would shake his damn hand.
It's a Japanese guy, and he just does this shit all the time. It's no big deal, because he's Japanese.
He goes, but, done.
Yeah, exactly. And not a big deal. Yeah, the Sonic stuff kept me around a lot. Cartoons. I like Doug, Real Monsters, the Nickelodeons, the Nicktoons.
Yeah, involving Doug for Nostalgia Creek, the show that shall never be named.
Right. Yeah, that show doesn't... What show? That's not a show. That's weird.
That's a name that should never appear.
No, the fact that Doug even decided to come on with y'all was... I just sent him an email like, hey, would you like to come on the show? Yeah, right. I was like, yeah, sure. I'm like, all right, I understand you don't what.
That's kind of what I did with you. I was like, okay, I'm going to try this. I know I'm going to fail, but and as soon as you said yes, my brain went boom. It exploded.
I don't know. It's an interview about me. It's the most egotistical thing. It's like, why would I want to not do it? It's like, I don't know how to stroke my penis anymore with this. It's like, this is my ego. Some guy wants my attention. It's like, yeah, sure. I need to feel better about myself.
You are my first interview I've ever done.
Wow. You could do a lot better.
No, I think this is going to be the pinnacle for a while.
No, shit. If you want to, like, bounce around to other Fireball Twin XL staff, please, go ahead.
Well, thinking about doing Curb after the one I decided.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, because, like, I interviewed Doug, and I'm bouncing around. I got Linkara, I have Monstro.
I know, I heard that one. I honestly, part of that, I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, you did? God, I was so embarrassed, because I could not land a joke in that one to save my life for nothing.
It was hit or miss.
It was that all of those were missed for me. I was like, forget it. And then fucking little Kariba starts talking about how Hulk 1 is good. I'm like, okay.
I actually have that on DVD. I have yet to watch that. Honestly, I'm okay. I've
recommended
watched,
by I've, little Kariba apparently. So
I watched 5 minutes and it's like, you know what? I'm done. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, I know. That movie is synonymous with just being bad, and the fact that I liked it is like, I think he did it just to cause tension. I think he was like, this is boring. I'm going to cause drama.
I'm going to snipe him with my British accent. Doosh!
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Just British people are notorious for being a little in your face, shall we say?
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Welcome back. What's up?
Sorry, we had to change the channel for a moment.
Yeah, we're back. What's going on, guys?
Hey. Okay, any of, like, the old shows you used to watch wish to come back?
I wish Sonic Sad Am would come back, and because I kind of, like, I saw the interview where they were talking about the interview with the, I think it was the producer, where they were going to have, like, Tails come back and actually become a major part of the story, because that always bothered the hell out of me, the fact that, like, the only people from the games were Sonic, Tails, and Robotnik, and then everyone else was like, who's Sal Roller?
They were splurged onto the screen.
Like, I don't remember these guys being in the, oh, they're not. And so the only other person was Tails. He was shafted so hard in that series.
Okay, actually, I could bring this up. There was, like, a bunch of underground stuff with the other characters. That's why they were tossed in, because they were so popular underground.
Oh, in Sonic Underground?
No, not the show Sonic Underground, but, like, an underground Sonic thing over in Japan. Oh, they were so popular there that when one of the people from it saw it, it's like, we are ripping them off.
Uh-huh. Well, like, I know that, like, the Archie comic series characters got into Sonic Spinball very briefly.
Yeah, I've actually bought, like, one or two of them. Sonic comics. I mean, I have, like, episode 100 somewhere hidden in my house.
Mm-hmm. I had a subscription to that fucker until, like, then around just 140-something, 130, I don't remember, but just all of a sudden they got bad, and I couldn't do it. Turned into a soap opera. And Ian made it better. Ian's doing a great job. And then my friend Matt Herms is doing the artwork for it, as well as, like, the colors and stuff. And sometimes the pencils, so.
Well, since apparently we went from TV show to comic book somehow.
Oh, yeah. What show do I want to see come back? I would like a G1 version of Transformers to come back. Not this Transformers animated bullshit where they try to do the Powerpuff Girls style on Transformers. It's like, no, stop. What are you doing?
My comment is like, oh, my God. Sai couldn't even need to bastardize this. It's already done.
It's so bad. Beast Wars. No, I don't. I'm not saying that should come back. I'm just saying that they had the G1 characters in there, full 3D. If they had like a full 3D G1 stuff, yeah, sign me up.
Okay, actually, bringing that up kind of reminds me of an anime I've watched a few times. Ever heard of Final Fantasy Unlimited?
Yes.
The animation from that kind of reminds me of Beast Wars, honestly, when I first watched that.
Unlimited?
Yeah.
It's drawn, though.
No, I mean, there's actually 3D parts of it, where the mod gun and some of the...
Well, I know about the gun sequence. I know that happened in every single episode, basically.
No, well, actually, there's one or two episodes it doesn't happen in.
I know, but one or two.
But, I mean, I'm talking about when, like, the first episode, they have two 3D creatures fighting each other. And that reminded me of Beast Wars.
I haven't seen that in forever. I haven't seen that.
I bought the damn box set.
Oh, Final Fantasy Unlimited is very good. Anime? Are we talking about animes to come back?
Well, actually, just shows in general, actually.
I wish anime would come back. I wish some good shows would start. Because, like, I started watching... My perv had showed me this show called Sergeant Frog. We talked about the last one, and I'm totally into it. And then I recently just got Blaze Blue, which is voiced over. It's all anime stuff, but it's voiced over so damn well. I got bit by the anime bug again, and I'm like, I want anime to be a big deal again.
Well, actually, I know Sci-Fi, after they changed their logo to that retarded ass.
What is that, S-Y-Fi? I'm like, what the fuck?
They're just going to give it. Okay, I can understand the Sci-Fi, the... S-E-I-F-Y? That was perfectly
that makes
fine.
Sense. Yeah, then they S-Y-F-Y?
I don't know why.
I don't know. What's the big deal? Why would they change? I need to look that up. Why? That's important.
Okay. I guess it was like, we're paying too much to put this little logo on the screen. Let's make it shorter. Ching!
I guess so. I don't know. It confuses me.
I mean, I love the little jokes they did with the sci-fi logo. The whole something hits and it turns to something completely random as hell.
Oh, yeah, or just... Yeah.
I mean, like, a sumo hitting it is like a bunch of mini football players rolling off, running off.
Yeah, no, those are cool. I know exactly what you're talking about. But anyway, the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, if that came back, oh my God.
I remember that show. I love that show. Even
I do too. Hell yeah. Word to your mother.
I still listen to the Anderson.
Swing your arms from side to side. Wait, no.
Oh, God, we're going to musical now.
I wish Captain N would come back, but be done well, and not that piece of shit.
Captain N and the Game Master.
And the Game Master.
Okay, I gotta bring this up. There was actually someone that went back and...
Nelson.
What?
Tone it down.
Sorry.
Oh, goodness, what happened?
Grandmother yelled at me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But there's actually this artist called Mad Hatter and went back and took some of the old NES games and
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
He did one with the Captain N and the Game Master, and I'm just addicted to listening to that song over and over again. Uh-huh. My friend is addicted to TKO.
Oh wait, did I do that one? I don't remember. I did something called something.
Well, I'll send it to you later after this. Okay. But, God. Shit, we're worried.
I don't know.
Oh, Captain N.
I might yell at you.
Yeah, I'm gonna get yelled at on the internet.
Not again. Oh, no. We were talking about old shows coming back.
Yeah, and we were at Captain N.
Yeah. We've, like, done well.
You know what was a good anime? It would have been a great style. Ever heard of a show called Cyber Marionette J?
Yes. Yes,
I would say that style of animation for it, at least.
Oh, that style. I don't know. That style is like Melted Faces, M.C. Escher style.
I'm not talking about J2X. I'm just talking about J. That one was at least decent enough.
I saw Saber Marionette J, a couple of them, and I remember that. Like, the story was interesting. I don't know. It was like porno. It was like gateway porno.
Yeah. Russian dance. Yeah. I got a habit of saying that after hearing you do it on Wachow.
Wait, what?
Sorry,
I don't mean to. I just...
I don't mind. I actually crack my friends up doing that at times.
It's really weird to think some little podcast that I just record just because I'm bored out of my gourd is, like, influencing people. Coke needs to start paying for commercials from the middle of the child. Just all of a sudden, like, everyone just takes a Coke break, just drinks, and like, Coke. Hey, look, a bag of money.
A real survivor of the zombie apocalypse drinks Pepsi.
Exactly. See, you're on it.
Pepsi's just like going to send me a big bag of money now.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Nice try.
Damn. Hey, put it this way. I'll come move in with you and I'll hold tight.
No.
Shall we just go on to the next one since we're getting
started? Yeah.
Any of them would you like to return in a handy-dandy little box set?
What?
Would you like any of the old shows returned in a handy-dandy little box set?
I want some of the old shows to come over iTunes so I could just buy, because I bought, like, Sam and Max. And I bought a lot of Gurren Lagann off of iTunes because it's so easy to just click and then just wait.
Yeah, I'm too poor to get that right now. The only way I get money is, like, donating plasma right now.
No. I'm just talking about, like, not a box set. I'm just, like, you can buy one episode for, like, $2 of, like, Sam and Max. It's, like, two, boom, and you have, or, like, Freakazoid. Yeah, all that old stuff.
Oh, I love Freakazoid. That I still have on tape somewhere.
Because not like, you don't have to buy all the episodes, but there's just one, there's just like a couple that are totally classic that it's like, you know, $6 later, you have three great episodes, and it's only $6.
True. Shall we just go on, because I think this is kind of like dead topic now.
Yeah, sure.
Do you have any other, like, favorite games besides the Sonic series, and if you do, what are they?
Favorite game besides the Sonic series, Super Mario 64, Super Mario Galaxy, obviously, I mean, that's a no-brainer. I like Klonoa just fine. I actually just got that for the Wii. The game is so childish, but the gameplay, I like the gameplay. The colors are very bright and vivid, the music is catchy. It's made for, like, 2-year-olds, but I'm sucked in.
It is your mentality, man.
That's just what I do, I guess. What games did I recently buy? I bought the Sam & Max game. I bought Prototype was okay. It's not really one of my all-time favorites. Stuff I could play whenever. What games did I play? Eternals in Time for the SNES. I played to death.
Man, I love that game. My friends really hate it when I suggest that game to them because they're all this... Let's play Halo. Halo.
I understand Halo is a multiplayer aspect, but from, like, the story aspect and the one-player aspect of Halo, sucks.
See, I did like the whole co-op thing they did on 2, where you could actually have 2 TVs. Yeah, and 2
TVs.
That was fun, actually.
Yeah, that was totally worthwhile. That was great.
Because we played on Legendary. It was like balls off the walls or something.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, that Mario Galaxy, I totally pissed my friend off with this, because he buys the game, and he did the biggest mistake when it comes to me, let me play it while he was sleeping.
Oh, and you beat it?
One night, I beat it. I mean,
you definitely could do that.
No, I mean, I sat there, I did all the stars, I got the little photo, and I did the Luigi side, too.
Damn it, one night?
Yeah.
Damn. I got pretty far on the Luigi side. I just said no more.
a new game in my hands, I must play.
Yeah, no, I'm, if it's good, sure. Yeah, like Blaze Blue right now, like I love that game to death. I'm totally an addict. I spent like 5 hours on it today, that's been a lot. I haven't done that in forever.
Well, actually, I was going to sit there and watch the Wii's version of it and see if it was a good game to me. Because I am still...
Sorry, just out of nowhere. I just looked up, but Wario World for the GameCube is one of the best games ever. Mm-hmm. The end. Wario Land, yeah, those games were great.
Don't forget to eat your garlic.
Yeah, exactly.
when I started hearing you do the Wario voice, I started trying to do Mario because that's the closest thing I can do. If you want me to?
Okay.
Wanted to hear my take on it?
No, but go ahead. No. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's me, Mario. Thank you for playing my game, Super Mario Sunshine. Yippee!
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. Yeah, I like it. There's talk about that voice. I remember in my Spanish class, you know, Spanish has the typical stuff where they'd have, like, Gabriel talking to Jose, talking to Mario. So I remember that the teacher is randomly assigning, like, okay, you're going to be Gabriel. Okay, you're going to be Jose. I'm like, okay, Guillermo, that's me. You're going to be Mario. So I'm like, oh, God. So it was like, you know, Jose did the thing, and then Gabriel then, yo soy Mario! Ho-ho! I couldn't help myself.
I would have cracked up laughing as soon as I
heard. I because it said "Yo soy Mario," and I'm like, man, I like pretty much have to at this point.
It's like it's force of nature; can't go against it.
I'm like, "Yo soy Mario," woohoo! I'm Italiano, not the Spanish bullshit. Oh, sorry. I don't know what other games. Fuck, man, I don't remember.
Hey, if you ever do a Mario Best Race, I will willing to do Mario for you.
I was actually gonna, if Mario Best Race ever happened, I was gonna try to get D-Mac Bumble, the guy who does like pretty much Mario's and Luigi's voice in every Newgrounds thing ever for Mario and Luigi. If I ever did that, I don't know if that would happen or not. Probably not. But
note in the back of the book, try to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Mario Bastion. Mario Bridge. Still up for crap.
Doesn't matter. Cy will make it better.
that's my calling card on my singles page. Cy will make it better. In bed. No.